Hello, Victor.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that takes care of the pricing for your area. How's your day going so far? Happy Friday.
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I mean, we made it to Friday. That's for sure.
Definitely.
And thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So, a pleasure to meet you. I know that you were speaking here with Jerry, my representative, and she was going over the basics of our program. I actually wanted to come on the line to go over the pricing with you as well as the details, and it looks like she was requesting an established business rate. Congratulations. I hear about 6 years in business now, right?
Something like that.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
About 5 years.
Okay. Okay, well, you're still considered an established business once you hit that five-year mark. So, you know, I'm taking a look at the notes that she sent over to me. Do you have any questions, Victor, you know, about how this works or where we list you? You know, anything that I can answer specifically?
Well, it all boils down to pricing, so.
Okay.
So you guys work with Google, or how does this work?
Let me clarify. Our company is called Local Splash. Okay. Google doesn't reach out to the general public, to businesses like yours directly. They work more with like companies like, as an example, Target, Macy's, Nike's, those type of corporations, right? There are Google Premier Channel partners like our company. In fact, I believe we're one out of 40 in the United States. We reach out to businesses like yours to help with getting listed on that first page of Google. So what happens, Victor, is when a position opens up there in the local map section, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, the local map that you see there in the center of the page with the little red dots?
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Yeah. Have you ever, and I'd love to explain, have you ever, you know, for yourself done a search on Google, maybe looking for a tire shop or maybe you were looking for a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In the search results, you'll see that there's a map that pops up in the center of the page. It has these tiny little red dots, right? And it's right below the map where you'll find the list of businesses. Now, the businesses, you're able to click to call them directly, or you can click to see their website. That right there is what we call the local map section. Okay? That is the placement that we do. The reason that we list your company there is because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses there that are listed. Okay? So, we ensure that at any time when someone is searching for your services that your company is coming up as a top recommended option there on the first page. So when they click on your number, they'll be calling you directly. How we get you found is by the keyword phrases that pertain to your business. Okay? If someone's looking for a plumber, right? They're looking for, you know, let's say, small repipes, right? Water main breaks. Anytime that any of these searches are being done, right? And they pertain to your services, we make sure that your company is appearing anytime as soon as those keywords are searched. Does that kind of make sense now?
Yep.
What's your like main bread and butter? I mean, what do you like to do when it comes to the plumbing services?
It's pretty much listed on my stuff, but.
Yeah, I see that there, but I mean, I just thought maybe there was something in particular, you know. I don't like to assume that what I see is what it is. But I do see that you do like the bathtub shower repair, sewer services, pipe installation, drain installs, leak detection, sump pump installation, drain cleaning, as well as emergency services and septic, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then I know when I tried to go to your website, it told me that the connection wasn't there. I mean, when was the last time you took a look at the website? Do you recall?
My wife was just talking to me about that. She's trying to figure that out. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't even use it.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. maybe there's like a little glitch or something. Typically, like, I mean, I don't know if it's something that you guys built on your own. It might be with a domain, but your wife manages that for you. She stays kind of on top of that. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Now, just to kind of give you an example right now, like if I was looking for a plumber, okay, you're still within the zip code 60646, right? There in Chicago? Yeah. Okay. The companies that I see right now popping up on the first page, if I was looking for a plumber, I see, of course, Roto-Rooter because they're everywhere, right? I see just a company named Plumbing. I see Armin's Plumbing and HVAC. I see DB Plumbing. Okay. I also see Doc Mechanical Full Service Plumbing, Full Circle Plumbing and Sewer, LLC, Abbott Painting. I don't know why they would be there. They're a painter. I see A-Quality Plumbing and Drainage, Quick Fix Emergency Plumbing and Drains. Do any of these companies sound familiar to you? Mark's Plumbing Service?
Yes, I know them all.
Okay. So the reason that I mentioned these guys? Uh-huh.
They all advertise through Yelp. You know, they got Yelp. They have Angie's List. They have, you know,
they have a lot of online
presence. Huge companies. Yeah, they're a huge company. They spend a lot of money.
Well,
so
I would say some of them do, but I don't want you to think that a company like yours wouldn't be able to get listed there amongst your competitors, because it depends on what company you're working with to optimize your listing, okay? The reason that I mentioned these guys, right, is because if someone's looking for a plumber there in your area, these are the companies that are coming up on the first page. And let me tell you this, out of the ones that I mentioned, Plumbing, Armin's Plumbing, and HVAC, as well as a couple of other ones, they don't even have a website. They have no reviews, and they're there on the first page as an option for people to call, okay? So getting you listed on the first page with a website, okay, you're already one step ahead of them. You have great reviews on your Yelp listing. I'm sure you're still in contact with some of those clients, right, that have used your services in the past.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they would be more than happy to leave you a good review on Google. I mean, just looking at these reviews alone says a lot about your business. You provide a quality service, and that's what we look for in a company, okay? Now, if we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google in Bing, Victor, we will close out the category. We will not work with anyone else in your area who offers the same services. The reason is to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly, okay? So the way that our program works here, everything that we do, Victor, it is month to month, and there are absolutely no contracts. I would be able to set your cost at a flat rate of $299 month to month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. Now, that is to cover all of the programming. So the initial investment to get started today would be $398, and then every month after is just the flat rate of $299. Again, this is month to month with no contracts. This is a price that I can tell you can always expect it to be the same rate at $299 a month for as long as you're with us. It doesn't go up on you, and you're not charged per call or per job. Okay. What that's going to include is listing you in two spotlight positions on Google. So we do list you in the local map and at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. That way we can target outside of your local area. We also create content for you on Bing, and we do submit you to popular directories. Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. Okay. Now, in regards to your website, if you figure out what's going on with the website, we want to make sure that that website is attached. But if for some reason the website doesn't exist anymore for you, we will include a website at no additional cost. It's Google compliant and mobile friendly. Okay. And we'll make sure that it's attached. to your listings. We do include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we also give you exposure, Victor, on mobile devices. So that includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. I mean, we're pretty much covering all of your bases. Okay?
Could you, would you mind calling my wife and explaining this to her?
Absolutely.
Someone that normally takes care of this.
Okay.
I mean, for the price, I'm all for it. But definitely would like to get her on the same page so,
okay.
You know, she figure all that other stuff out, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll shoot her a text to expect your call.
Yeah, yeah, if you would. I was just going to ask you, if you could, please, I always suggest that, only because I don't want to call her, and then she's like, who the heck is this? Right? And then I would love to speak with her. Yeah, you know, Victor, I'll tell you, I'm married, and I understand, you know, your unit, you guys are one, so it is important for her to be on the same page as well. Since, you know, she's also come across the issue with the website, and I would love to have her on board, you know. It's definitely a decision you guys make together as a whole, and I totally respect that. What's the best number to reach her at?
Her cell is
773-470-6651.
Mm-hmm.
6651?
No, 6151.
6151. Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you. 773-470-6151. Correct?
Correct.
And what's her name?
Amaryllis.
Amarilla?
Amaryllis.
Amaryllis. What a pretty name. Amaryllis. Okay. So yeah, if you could send her a text, should I give her about what? 5-10 minutes?
Give it about 5.
Give her about 5 minutes? Okay. Okay. And I'll go over everything with her that you and I just discussed. All right. Sounds good. I'll give her a call in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.